heated discussions, disagreements, arguments, differences of opinion. When you've got two or more people having a discussion about things that people could disagree on, before you open your mouth to give your opinion about religion, politics, an exercise program, an eating plan, all the things that we have controversial conversations about, there's a few questions I always ask myself. I always ask, what do I actually stand for? And what do I believe in? And obviously we all have the right to believe in exactly what we want to. However, the next question I ask is, why do I need to share that with other people? Is it important that other people get my opinion, that they hear my point of view, that they hear where I sit or what I stand for in this particular situation? Is it important that other people know what I think? And if the answer is yes, then the next question I always ask myself is, what do I stand for under pressure? So if people pressure me to change my mind, for example, if I believe that a certain exercise program is effective or not effective, and somebody offered me $1 billion to promote an exercise program that I didn't believe in, or to not promote an exercise program that I did believe in, would I change my mind? $1 billion, billion with a B, would I change my mind because there was such a large amount of money at stake? Or one step further, if my life was at stake, if somebody said, you have to promote this dodgy exercise program or we'll kill you, what would my answer be? Because then I know what I actually believe in, what I really stand for. What do I stand for under pressure? What would I die for? Then it's about the people in my group. Would I lower my standard, change my opinion? Would I have a different opinion just because I want to impress those people, or I want them to think differently of me, or I want them to like me? Now, I'm very privileged. I got over that whole scenario a very long time ago. What other people think of me is none of my business. What other people think of you is actually none of your business. But you have to get to a point where you don't care what other people think. And that's when you know that what you believe in and what you stand for is very important to you. But then I always go back to, is it important that I tell other people? What is the purpose of me opening my mouth to speak? And I always ask this question, will I add value? So if I believe that my opinion or what I believe in or my conviction will add value to somebody else's life, do I need to share that with other people? And some really great questions to ask, because I was also taught a very long time ago that a person convinced against their will is of the same opinion still. So you might have a really good argument for your particular political persuasion or for your exercise program or your eating plan, but if the other people or the other person is just as convicted about theirs, they really believe that their way is the best way, then you may end up in just an argument rather than changing somebody's mind. And even if they change their mind because you've given them some really good points as to why this is the important reason why they should change, they may still walk away even now more convicted to their idea because they don't want to be convinced against their will. And why is all of this important? What we stand for and what we believe in is who we are. And so many people invest time, waste time on trying to impress other people, on trying to have other people like them. What if we invested most of our time on liking who we are, which means we stand for something and we would never lower our standards to suit the people around us. We would never lower our standards for money. We would never lower our standards for any reason because our standards and our beliefs and our convictions are who we are.